Hello, and welcome to the Decorum Talking newspaper for the week ending Saturday the 13th of September 2025. This is Kathy, and your other readers are Jeremy, Pam and Joe. The editor this week is Eleanor. All are members of Team One. Most of our news items are taken from the Hemel Hempstead, Berkhamsted and Tring Gazette and Express newspaper. This week we are sponsored by Bridge Garage Services, which is just behind Pets at Home, Apsley. They have over 30 years' experience in all types of car and van MOT and servicing. Telephone 235 412. Website bridgegaragehemel.co.uk. All telephone numbers are on the local code of 01442 unless stated otherwise. This week's headlines: Magna Carta siege site saved after loans. Teen conquers the English Channel. These and other stories follow. Here is the news.
Hello, this is Jeremy reading. An historic site linked to the Magna Carta has been saved from the threat of housing development following a successful intervention by Berkhamsted Castle Trust and a generous philanthropic loan. The Magna Carta is a royal charter signed by King John of England in 1215 to prevent civil war, which limited the monarch's power and established that no one, including the king, is above the law. It contained principles that became the foundation for individual freedom and a fair trial, influencing many modern legal systems, including the United States Constitution. Fields to the east of Berkhamsted Castle, the 11th century Motton Bailey where William the Conqueror was offered the crown in 1066, were used by English barons and Prince Louis of France during the siege of December 1216. The siege followed King John's annulment of Magna Carta and is believed to be the first time a counterweight trebuchet was used in England. Prince Louis's forces bombarded the castle walls for 2 weeks before the garrison surrendered to the young King Henry III. The fields, thought to be one of the earliest royal deer parks, have been under threat of sale for development in recent years. When they were put up for public auction in March, Berkhamsted Castle Trust secured a philanthropic loan from a former local resident to purchase the 30-acre site. Chairman of the Trust, Adrian Barham, said, "The role and significance of the siege of Berkhamsted Castle in the story of the fight for Magna Carta meant that we could not run the risk of these fields being bought by property developers. We will work with the local community to protect the site, improve the environment, and provide public access and help people to understand the historical significance of the landscape around the castle. But our first challenge is to raise the £500,000 needed to repay the loan we have taken out to buy the fields." The Trust is now appealing for donations to cover the loan, as well as additional funds for land management and environmental works. Donations can be made via berkhamstedcastle.org.uk/donate. The move follows campaigning by the Castle Fields Interest Group, which has fought for public access, protection of trees, and awareness of the site's importance. Group spokesperson Simon Lewis welcomed the development. "This is great news for everyone in Berkhamsted," he said. "By securing the land, the fences and gates will be removed, public access will be restored, and the risk of housing development in this environmentally sensitive and beautiful landscape is negated. It's been a victory for resolute, determined, and committed community action. But our job is not done. We now need to help Berkhamsted Castle Trust raise the funds to pay back this generous loan and ensure Castle Fields remains open and accessible for the enjoyment of future generations."
Hello, this is Pam. A Hemel Hempstead teenager has made waves by helping his team successfully swim across the English Channel. 14-year-old Connor Gavin was the youngest member of a six-strong relay team, the Watford Ocean Warriors, who completed the grueling crossing from Dover to Cap Grenet in France in just 10 hours and 58 minutes. Connor, who is a student in JFK Catholic School in Hemel, swam alongside teammates Geoffrey Gill, Prisha Tapre, Philippe Irvine and Olivia Key, under the guidance of their coach, Jeremy Irvine. The team braved cold waters, strong tides and tough conditions as they swam 1 hour at a time through the night and into the morning. Connor had the honour of completing the final stretch, swimming ashore in France to finish the challenge. Speaking about the achievement, coach Jeremy Irvine praised the group. "I'm extremely proud of our swimmers who worked so hard to achieve this. The sea state was much worse than predicted, which made the conditions far more challenging, but their spirit and teamwork carried them through." Beyond the physical demands, the swimmers also reaped the mental and emotional benefits of open water swimming. Regularly linked to improved mental health, open water swimming is known to help reduce stress, boost mood and build confidence, something Connor and his teammates experienced firsthand during their months of training and the relay itself. "The sense of freedom and calm you get from swimming outdoors is unlike anything else," said Connor after the crossing. "Even though it was tough, being out in the sea gives you a real feeling of strength and focus." The swimmers were supported by pilots James and Andy King aboard the Louise Jane II. The crossing was particularly special as it took place on the 150th anniversary of Captain Matthew Webb's historic solo swim across the Channel. Connor's achievement at such a young age has made his family and the Hemel community incredibly proud. His determination, coupled with the well-being benefits of open water swimming, highlights not just sporting success, but also the power of resilience, teamwork, and mental strength.
Hello, this is Joe, and this week in history. September 13th, 1957, The Mousetrap, a murder mystery, became Britain's longest-running play, reaching its 1,998th performance. September 14th, 1982, Princess Grace of Monaco, sometimes better known as American actress Grace Kelly, died in Monaco's hospital without regaining consciousness after a car crash the previous day. On this day, last year, Oasis tickets were released for fans who missed out on the original sale, and they were being sold on reselling websites for thousands of pounds. September 15th, 1974, civil war broke out in Beirut between Christians and Muslims. September 16th, 1963, Malaysia became independent and a mob celebrated by burning down the British Embassy. September 17th, 1961, one of London's biggest Ban the Bomb demos ended with 830 arrested, including actress Vanessa Redgrave and playwright John Osborne. On this day last year, a New York judge refused to grant bail to US music mogul Sean Diddy Combs and ordered him to be sent to jail while he awaited his trial on sex trafficking charges.
David Taylor, MP for Hemel Hempstead, has welcomed the Labour government's £2.64 million investment in Hertfordshire. Celebrating the boost to local transport that will give people across the country greater access to jobs, education and public services. Thanks to this additional resource funding, Hertfordshire County Council will be able to decide how best to improve public transport and drive forward schemes that matter most to local communities. This could include new zero-emission buses, better accessibility, tackling congestion, and making streets safer with improved lighting and crossings for pedestrians and cyclists. This announcement is part of a wider government package giving towns and rural areas across the country an additional £104 million to improve local transport, on top of the £2.3 billion local transport grant secured at the spending review. Mr. Taylor said, "In Hemel Hempstead and across Hertfordshire, we all know too well that good local transport links are a lifeline for so many people. Reliable bus routes, safer roads, better accessibility, these are vital to making sure people can get to work, see family and friends, and make essential appointments." This Labour government recognises that. I'm delighted ministers are providing the real funding needed to transform the transport here in Hertfordshire, delivering the change I've long campaigned for locally. Labour's Transport Secretary Heidi Alexander said, "Good transport connections are the foundation of thriving communities, which is why we're backing local authorities to transform journeys for millions of people across England. This investment will help councils to improve transport for local people, from cleaner buses to safer cycling routes, connecting communities with jobs, education, and essential services. By putting resources directly into the hands of local leaders, we're ensuring every part of the country benefits from better transport links that support economic growth and provide opportunity, all part of our plan for change. This investment provides unprecedented support for local transport improvements that support the government's plan for change, driving growth and access to opportunity."
Hertfordshire County Council has confirmed it has completed its £1.8 million road improve project on the A41. Maintenance work was authorised along the route that links the M25 to Tring, Hemel Hempstead and Berkhamsted. Hertfordshire County Council says that bad weather led to faster than usual wear and tear along the road. The authority claims it used a stitch-in-time approach to proactively address the road before it got worse. Hertfordshire County Council revealed that crews carried out extensive patching over a large section of the very busy road. Funding went towards treating existing potholes and identifying areas showing early signs of deterioration. The council outlined that this included addressing surface cracking and other defects, which could become more expensive to tackle in the future. A council spokesman said, "A specialist preventative treatment was then applied to seal in the repairs, improving the longevity of the road surface and restoring its texture, an important safety feature. In just one day, 8.3 kilometres or 5 miles of road was treated, with follow-up visits planned for essential aftercare and road markings." Hertfordshire County Council adds that it has authorised further improvements, including drainage works and possible resurfacing near the M25 and Tring junctions. Councillor Stephen Giles Medhurst said, "This is a great example of our proactive approach to looking after Hertfordshire's roads. By acting early, we not only improve safety for everyone using the A41, but also prevent the kind of damage that would require lengthy and disruptive closures in the future. The £1.8 million investment here shows our commitment to keeping this busy route connecting the M25 to Hemel, Berkhamsted, Tring and beyond."
A new 10-part series, NCIS Tony and Ziva, premiered on Paramount Plus on Thursday, September the 4th, when the first three episodes will be released. The series stars Michael Weatherly as Tony DiNozzo, Cote de Pablo as Ziva David, and young British actress Isla G from Hemel Hempstead as their daughter Tally. This spin-off of the long-running NCIS is set in Europe, where Tony reunites with his wife Ziva, who had previously been thought to be dead. It's an action-filled romantic drama, which perfectly suits Isla G, now at 14 years old, who is a top-class gymnast and world champion dancer. Isla is set to appear in 8 of the 10 episodes. Isla's role in NCIS Tony and Ziva is just the latest in a long line of theatrical successes. She can also be seen as Scarlett in the 3rd season of sci-fi epic Foundation, which is out now on Apple TV, with the final episode releasing on September 12th. Earlier this year, Isla starred as Jason Statham's daughter, Mary Cade, in the action feature film A Working Man. This had a successful theatrical release worldwide and is now streaming on Amazon Prime. Isla's further credits include, for television, Foundation, Series 3 on Apple TV, The Sandman on Netflix, Mammals on Amazon Prime, The Outlaws, Series 1 and 2 on BBC, Slow Horses on Apple TV. And in film, A Working Man, written by Sylvester Stallone and starring Jason Statham on Amazon MGM Studios. Isla plays Jason Statham's daughter in this. Legend has it, Straight Wire Entertainment, Villain, Cowboy Funfair Productions, Daddy's Girl and Cardell Entertainment. And on stage, Matilda in Matilda the Musical for the Royal Shakespeare Company, Cambridge Theatre, West End, Cindy Lou Who in How the Grinch Stole Christmas, UK tour, Little Cosette, UK and Ireland tour of Cameron Mackintosh's Les Miserables. Isla played the role at the Birmingham Hippodrome. Young Eponine, UK and Ireland tour of Cameron Mackintosh's Les Miserables. Isla appeared at the Leicester Curve. In addition to acting, Isla is an elite gymnast. She took up the sport at the age of 2 years and has been in the Great Britain squad and has competed in the British Championships. She is also a world champion dancer. Her acro dance won a bronze medal at this year's Dance World Cup in Spain, and her duet with dance partner Eva Burt took gold. Isla is also having flying lessons with Flight Training London in Elstree, and hopes to gain her pilot's licence by the time she leaves school.
Two Hemel Hempstead women have taken their Slimming World success to a whole new level by running their first 5K after shedding nearly 13 stone between them. Angela and Michelle, members of the Slimming World group in Highfield, have not only transformed their bodies, but also their confidence, mental health and outlook on life. Their story is one of friendship, resilience and the power of community support. Angela, who's lost an incredible 8 stone, 11.5 pounds, joined Slimming World after the loss of her mum led to a period of emotional eating and weight gain. Since joining Slimming World, my life has changed massively, she said. I'm so much more active. I enjoy walking, horse riding, bike riding, and now running. Couch to 5K inspired me to shed a further 10 pounds. Build muscle and boost my confidence. It's also helped my anxiety and mental health by giving me a reason to leave the comfort of my house. And I get to do it with my bestie. Michelle, who's lost 4 stone, 2.5 pounds, joined to get back the support she'd experienced before. I needed to sort my weight out and I knew I couldn't do it alone, she shares. The best thing about my weight loss is the friends I've made along the way. I couldn't have lost over 4 stone without all the support from our group. Their consultant, Hayley, said, Angela and Michelle are shining examples of what's possible when you combine determination with the right support. Slimming World isn't just about losing weight. It's about gaining confidence, strength and a sense of belonging. Their journey from the scales to the finish line is nothing short of inspiring.
Ukraine Independence Day. On Sunday, the 24th of August, for Ukraine Independence Day, Decorum raised the Ukrainian flag and illuminated the forum building in the Ukrainian national colours of blue and yellow to show solidarity with the people of Ukraine. The Hemel branch of the Association of Ukrainians in Great Britain, AUGB, unveiled a commemorative bench in Gadebridge Park on Ukraine's Independence Day. The bench features an inscription expressing their gratitude to the Decorum community who have warmly opened their doors and offered support to Ukrainian families. In Ukraine's darkest times, your support brought us hope. Your compassion will never be forgotten. With endearing gratitude, the Ukrainian community.
A woman from Hemel Hempstead has helped raise thousands of pounds to fund her friend's treatment, which could change her life. Zoe Godden met 23-year-old Angel Harrison while working for a mental health charity, and the pair quickly bonded. In 2023, Angel from Dunstable was diagnosed with functional neurological disorder, FND. A condition where people experience neurological symptoms like weakness, movement problems, seizures, or sensory issues. But after a seizure, Angel was left unable to walk. After struggling with limited support from doctors, she discovered Apex Neuro in Macclesfield, but needed funds to get treatment. That's where Zoe came in. The Hemel mum of two said, "Before Angel, I had never heard of FND, and then the more I researched, I realised it's actually not that rare. Can you imagine waking up one morning and not being able to use your legs? We take for granted things like walking and talking. That's why we did something a little bit crazy with our legs." What had started out as a late-night idea from Zoe, racking her brain about ways to support her friend, soon turned into an organised walk, with Zoe's sister, Lisa, agreeing to walk from Hemel Hempstead to Manchester to raise money for Angel. The women started their trek from the town and had a few unintentional detours along the way, going the wrong way on the canal and having to double back. While they walked along towpaths and main roads, Zoe talked to strangers and told them about Angel and FND while holding her trusty donation bucket. She said, "Every step of the way, I was just very, very thankful that I could even do that. We were speaking to so many people along the way, and the number of people that we spoke to that had never heard of FND, that now know about it, that was amazing." As the pair approached Rugby, the pain started for Lisa, whose Achilles tendon had torn while walking. At around 100 miles in, they were forced to stop and rest under the doctor's orders. This left Zoe heartbroken and upset about not making it to the finish line in Manchester. But the community rallied around her, and over 300 miles were walked by friends, family, and strangers, all to raise enough money for Angel. The 36-year-old said, "Lisa and I are very stubborn and didn't want to give in because of what the cause is and because of the amount of awareness we're raising. I said to Angel that the only way that I'm coming home is if the community gets behind us. I put a video up, explained the situation and asked for help. The number of people out walking for Angel is incredible. More than £6,000 has been donated to go towards Angel's treatment at the Apex Neuro Centre. In just 3 hours of rehabilitation there, Angel was able to stand up, something she hadn't been able to do for months." Angel said, "The funds are life-changing for me and for other FND sufferers." And she gave this message to her friend Zoe. "Zoe, I love you absolutely millions, and I'm so thankful."
A man who made millions selling properties he did not own, including houses in Hertfordshire, has been jailed for 10 years. A wide-scale police operation has led to Anup Kumar Madhu being convicted of committing large-scale fraud, which had earned him an estimated £8.5 million. A specialist regional policing unit has revealed that Madhu used several aliases to offer people fake investment opportunities. The Eastern Region Special Operations Unit discovered that the fraudster offered people chances to invest in supposedly repossessed properties or the redevelopment of plots of land. Southwark Crown Court heard that these were not subject to repossession proceedings and the genuine owners were unaware of the fraudulent sales. Madhu, 46, from Wapping, was sentenced at the court last Friday following the Ursu investigation. At a previous court hearing, Madhu had admitted to 31 charges of fraud, with a further 45 offences taken into consideration, relating to further scams of a similar nature. Specialist police officers arrested the Wapping man in September 2024 after they obtained warrants to raid properties in central London and Hertfordshire. Detectives established that he had used companies under his control to create the impression he had unique access to repossessed and liquidated properties. They found that when victims raised concerns, Madhu would exchange messages with himself using different aliases and devices, creating a fictional paper trail by pretending he was liaising with a point of escalation within his business or a contact in the planning or conveyancing process. Ursu has now revealed that he had orchestrated the illicit sale of 75 buildings or development plots since 2021, linked to fake projects in Hertfordshire, North London and Essex. During raids of properties linked to Madhu, the police seized a speedboat at St Catherine's Dock in London, along with 19 high-value cars, including Ferraris, Lamborghinis and Aston Martins. Officers also found identity documents for several aliases, including Vincent Leboeuf, Pascal Burns, Youssef Khan and Hamid Khan, and discovered that he had been due for deportation to Mauritius in 2010. Ursu says Madhu made in excess of £8.5 million through fraudulent sales and he lived a lavish lifestyle as a result. Detective Inspector Damien Barlow from Ursu's Regional Organised Crime Unit said Madhu went to great lengths to cover his tracks and hide his true identity, causing untold harm to a high number of unsuspecting victims. He was purely motivated by greed, using the proceeds to fund his own lifestyle. This was a complex investigation which involved our teams poring through evidence to piece together the sophisticated criminality that had been taking place. The further we delved, the more offences we uncovered. It's a fantastic result that Madhu will now be spending an extended period behind bars, and we've already turned our attention to identifying any further assets that could be used to repay his victims. The Regional Crime Unit advises that more information on reporting financial crime can be found on its website. Ursu also confirmed that Madhu is subject to the UK's first Interpol Silver Notice, which facilitates locating, identifying and obtaining information about laundered assets such as properties, vehicles, financial accounts and businesses.
Breakspear Park, Hemel Hempstead's leading business campus, is delighted to announce that Soil Squad, a St Albans community interest company that turns local food waste into nutrient-rich compost at their community composting hub, has been awarded a £1,000 grant as the third recipient of its 2025 Community Sustainability Fund. This quarterly fund reflects Breakspear Park's commitment to environmental responsibility and its ambition to foster a greener future for Hertfordshire. The finalists for the first grant were Soil Squad, St Albans Civic Rose Garden and Redbourne in Bloom. With over 600 public votes cast, all three were worthy contenders, but Soil Squad secured the win with 73% of the vote. A cheque for £1,000 was presented to Vicky Guttridge, founder and director of Soil Squad, CIC, by Dina Mistry, marketing manager at Breakspear Park. The grant will support a programme of hands-on workshops and webinars, expanding access to sustainable composting practices for local schools, businesses and residents. On receiving the grant, Vicky Guttridge, founder and director of Soil Squad, commented, "This grant will help us turn even more food scraps into community compost. We'll use the funding to run practical workshops and webinars that make composting easy, fun and accessible, from school eco hubs to workplaces and households eager to put their waste to its very best use. We're so grateful to everyone who voted for us and to Breakspear Park for championing simple local actions that create a lasting impact for St Albans." Dina Mistry, marketing manager, added, "Soil Squad is a brilliant example of community-led climate action, simple, scalable and rooted in Hertfordshire. Their work diverts waste, enriches local soil and brings people together around a positive, practical solution. We're proud to support their next chapter through our Community Sustainability Fund and can't wait to see the impact of the training and what it will deliver." Breakspear Park is now inviting the public to nominate green projects run by charities, initiatives or causes that they believe deserve the £1,000 grant of 2025. Eligible projects must be not-for-profit and benefit both the environment and the people of Hertfordshire. Nominations should be submitted via email to dina.mistry@breakspearpark.co.uk by midnight on the 2nd of November 2025. Submissions must include details about the specific project or initiative, how the £1,000 grant will be utilised, and contact information for both the nominee and the nominator. Breakspear Park's management team will select three finalists who will be featured on the Business Park's Facebook page for a public vote. The winning project will receive the final £1,000 grant in December 2025.
Two restaurants in Hemel Hempstead and Tring are finalists in the Asian Restaurant and Takeaway Awards. The National Awards has been hailed as the most prestigious celebration of Pan-Asian cuisine in the UK. Out of the 13,000 restaurants and takeaways that were put forward across the country, two local favourites have been nominated as finalists. The Cochin Indian Restaurant in Hemel Hempstead has been nominated as Regional Restaurant of the Year in East Anglia. The restaurant is praised on Google Reviews for its excellent food and courteous service. Google reviewers also point out its tasty selection of vegan and vegetarian food options. The Bujon Indian and Bangladeshi Takeaway in Tring has been nominated as Regional Takeaway of the Year for the same region. The takeaway is described on Google Reviews as having great food, great pricing and great service. Additional awards categories include Newcomer of the Year, Street Food Restaurant of the Year and Asian Fusion Restaurant of the Year. There are also specific categories for Japanese and Turkish cuisines. This year's winners will be announced at a glitzy awards ceremony at the London Hilton Park Lane on Monday, October the 6th. The guest list will include the nation's most popular Asian restaurateurs, alongside MPs, dignitaries and celebrities. The highly anticipated event will be hosted by BBC journalist and broadcaster Samantha Simmons and magician Paul Martin. Mohammed Munem, founder, member and CEO of the Asian Restaurant and Takeaway Awards, ARTA, said, "Asian restaurants and takeaways have long played a vital role in the UK's economy and culture. Their contribution through job creation, community impact and culinary excellence deserves to be recognised, especially in today's challenging climate. ARTA is proud to champion their achievements and support their continued success. Every nominee is a testament to the industry's resilience, and we look forward to celebrating them on October the 6th. Restaurants and takeaways were put forward for nomination by diners and food enthusiasts, with many entries being submitted through Chef Online, one of the country's leading platforms in linking customers to Asian dining venues. The nomination process then continued with robust research on social media, engagement and supporting data, including food hygiene ratings. Finally, the nominees had to compete in a cook-off event where judges scored each establishment.
Community Action Decorum is giving up to host a vital cost of living drop-in session at the Roundhouse Community Hub, Marlowe's. This pop-up event is designed to offer professional advice and support to local residents who might be experiencing financial difficulties. This important initiative is being organised with the help of Decorum Borough Council and will be a collaborative effort featuring several key local organisations. Confirmed partners joining Community Action Decorum to support the community include Decorum Citizens Advice, Decorum Borough Council, Age UK Hertfordshire, Liberty Tea Rooms and Decorum Community Trust. Community Action Decorum's organising of this event is part of their broader commitment to assisting individuals through challenging times and making a positive difference to the quality of life for people in Decorum. The event actively works to support people with their income and expenditure to navigate the current cost of living crisis. The co-hosts at the event each have their own expertise. Liberty Tea Rooms, with their Liberty Community Monetary Advice, offers free confidential support to help manage debt, create budgets, and find financial freedom. Decorum Citizens Advice can help with household budgeting support through a range of measures, such as managing debt, taking advantage of low-income tariffs for household bills, and helping you to apply for charitable support, discounts and benefits. At the cost of living drop-in session, they can point you in the right direction to self-help or book an in-person appointment for you to work with an advisor in confidence at their offices in Hemel Hempstead or Berkhamsted, depending on your needs. Decorum Community Trust's aim is to relieve the pressure for individuals and families in financial hardship who cannot afford to purchase essential household items. Their support includes beds, large and small kitchen appliances, kitchen and bedding emergency starter packs, emergency energy, and supermarket vouchers. All these local organisations strive to strengthen social networks, empower residents and enhance independence, especially for vulnerable individuals. They recognise the significant impact financial struggles can have on overall health and well-being, and this collaborative pop-up session is a testament to their commitment to ensuring the highest possible quality of life for local residents. If you or someone you know is grappling with the rising cost of living, make sure to visit the Roundhouse Community Hub, Marlowe's, on September the 18th between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to access valuable advice. For general inquiries about Community Action Decorum and their array of services, you can visit their website at communityactiondecorum.org.uk or contact them by phone at 253 935.
Now we come to the information slot. This is followed by What's On and Any More News. Hertfordshire's 11 councils have launched a second phase of engagement on the future of local government in the county. Residents, community groups, businesses and wider stakeholders are invited to share their views on how services will be delivered in Hertfordshire in the years ahead. Councillor Sally Symington, leader of Decorum Borough Council, said, "This is an important moment for Decorum and the whole of Hertfordshire. How our councils are structured will shape the way services are delivered for generations to come. We want to make sure the voices of our residents, businesses and community groups are at the heart of these decisions. We all want Decorum to be a place where services work well for people in their everyday lives, from emptying the bins to caring for our most vulnerable residents. By sharing your views, you can help us build on what already works well and make changes that will benefit our community for years to come."
London Northwestern Railways tap-in and tap-out contactless payments are continuing to make everyday rail travel across their stations in the South East faster, simpler and more flexible for thousands of passengers. Since its introduction, tapping in and tapping out has become a popular choice for commuters, day trippers and spontaneous travellers alike. The system allows customers to travel without a paper ticket, simply by tapping in and out at stations using a contactless card or device. Better yet, the fare is automatically calculated and capped at the best value for the day's travel. A seamless, smarter way to travel. Earlier this year, pay-as-you-go with contactless was adopted by 14 extra London Northwestern railway stations, including Apsley, Berkhamsted, Bletchley, Bricketwood, Cheddington, Garston, Hemel Hempstead, Howard, Kings Langley, Leighton Buzzard, Park Street, St Albans and Tring. It's designed to remove the hassle of ticket machines, eliminate confusion over fare types, and support a more sustainable, paperless railway.
Continuing, key benefits of tap-in, tap-out. No tickets required, just tap in and out with your contactless card or device. Best value fares automatically charge the lowest daily fare. Time saving, skip the ticket queue and head straight to the train. Eco-friendly, reduces paper waste and supports greener travel. Flexible, travel within contactless pay-as-you-go areas to and from and around London using the same contactless device. Connecting buses will accept contactless payments. Simple, no pre-booking needed. One single payment method and no need to create an account before or after making a journey. Ideal for everyday and occasional travel. Tapping in and tapping out is especially popular with passengers who value flexibility. Whether it's a last-minute trip into London, a spontaneous day out, or your daily commute. With no need to pre-book or download an app, it's perfect for those who want to travel on their own terms. How it works. Tap your contactless card or mobile device at the start of your journey. Tap out at your destination. Your fare is calculated and charged automatically. The important bits. Oyster cards are not accepted. Always check pay-as-you-go with contactless is available at your destination.
A scam alert from Hertfordshire Constabulary. Hearts resident targeted at home by winter fuel payment scammer. We are urging residents to be on their guard following a scam incident in Hatfield. On the 28th of August, an elderly resident was approached on her doorstep by a man claiming to be from the winter fuel payments department. The individual showed fake ID and told the victim that she was due to receive her winter fuel payment. The fraudster produced a card payment machine, asking the resident to insert her bank card for the money to be transferred into her account. The victim tried three separate cards, with each transaction failing. Shortly afterwards, the bank informed the victim that multiple attempts had been made to withdraw thousands of pounds from each of her accounts. This is the first reported incident of a scammer using a victim in person. Winter fuel payment scams usually involve fraudsters sending fake text messages or emails to trick people into revealing personal or financial details by claiming they need to know to apply for a payment they are eligible for. These messages contain links to fake websites or ask you to provide information. The Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, confirms that genuine winter fuel payments are made automatically to eligible people and they never request applications or personal details via text or email. What to do if you receive a suspicious message or someone on your doorstep? Never allow access into your property to strangers. No government department would ever ask for your bank card at your doorstep. Do not click links. Avoid opening any links in the message. Do not reply. Do not respond to the text or email. Forward it to report it. Forward the scam message to 7726, which is a free service to report scams to your mobile phone provider. Forward emails. Forward scam emails to report@phishing.gov.uk. Delete the message. After reporting, delete the message from your device. Block the sender to ensure you don't get further scam messages. And check the official source. Get reliable information about eligibility for the winter fuel payment from the official winter fuel payment overview at gov.uk website. For more advice on fraud, visit hearts.police.uk/cyber-fraud.
What's on? Music. The Stranglers at Watford Coliseum, September the 13th. Co-fronted by bass-playing great Jean-Jacques Burnel and longest-serving guitarist-vocalist Baz Warn, the new wave pioneers bring hits such as No More Heroes, Always the Sun and Golden Brown, plus fan favourites. Visit ticketmaster.co.uk to book. In theatre, Inside Number 9, Stage Fright at Milton Keynes Theatre, September 9th to 13th. Expect the unexpected as the acclaimed BBC TV series comes to life on stage, fresh from a sell-out West End run, weaving its signature web of twisted tales and black humour. From the eerie to the absurd, the Olivier Award-winning nominated smash hit Inside Number 9, Stage Fright, combines comedy and horror with a dramatic script that will leave audiences guessing until the very end. Familiar characters and stories mix with new material by creators Steve Pemberton and Rhys Shearsmith, who perform in the show. Visit atgtickets.com/Milton Keynes to book. And comedy, Lou Sanders, No Kissing in the Bingo Hall, at the Old Town Hall, Hemel Hempstead, on September 15th. The star of Dancing on Ice, champion of Taskmaster and general TV regular, presents what she calls a deep, dumb show for the masses. Call 228091 to book.
Ashridge Garden Party, in aid of the Hospice of St Francis, Sunday the 14th of September, from 12 o'clock until 5 p.m. Tickets £8 adult, £4 for a child, under threes and carer free of charge. Ashridge House, Berkhamsted, HP4 1NS, where parking is available and disabled access is also available. This year sees the return of circus skills, craft activities, and a dog show. And if that wasn't enough, they've also got face painting and sand art. Not forgetting the Pim's tent, a local village shop, and an impressive array of food stalls, including amazing cream teas. To book your tickets now, head to stfrancis.org.uk/events/fundraising/the-garden-party. Alternatively, phone 869555.
The Salt Path, rated 12A. On Tuesday, the 16th of September 2025, tickets from £3.50, adults only. The Old Town Hall, High Street, Hemel Hempstead, Hertfordshire, HP1 3AE, disabled access available. Based on the inspirational true story adapted from the 2018 Sunday Times best-selling book by Raina Wynne. Homeless and facing a terminal illness diagnosis, middle-aged couple Moth, Jason Isaacs, and Raina Wynne, Gillian Anderson, decide to pack as many belongings as they can carry and trek the Southwest Coast Path on a year-long journey that will transform both of their lives. Afternoon and evening screenings. Contact details. Email othadmin@decorum.gov.uk. Phone 228091 and web oldtownhall.co.uk/events/the-salt-path-12A.
More music, and this time classical. On Sunday the 21st of September at 4 p.m, Behind the Mirror, Songs Without Words. Enjoy an afternoon of romantic music for clarinet trio in St. Peter's Lady Chapel with Sarah Thurlow, clarinet, Claire O'Connell, cello, and Ian Farrington, piano. Programme to include music by Fanny Mendelssohn and Johannes Brahms, interspersed with 6 songs from Robert Schumann's Dichter Lieder. More information at behindthemirror.org/what's-on-one/songs-without-w. And Bridgewater 2025-2026 concert season. Bridgewater Symphonia 2025-2026 concert season has been announced, starting on Saturday 4th October with the Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1 at Dean's Hall. This season's highlights include Sibelius's Finlandia, Brooks Violin Concerto No. 1, Schubert's 9th Symphony at venues around Berkhamsted, culminating with Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 3 in St. Peter's Church in June 2026. Tickets will be on sale soon, and you can join the Friends of the Bridgewater Symphonia to get a season ticket. More information at bridgewater-symphonia.org.uk.
Screaming Blue Murder Comedy Club at the Old Town Hall, High Street, Hemel Hempstead, on Monday the 22nd of September 2025, from 8 to 10:30pm. Tickets are £10, adults only, and disabled access is available. Screaming Blue Murder, or SBM to its friends, is the Old Town Hall's resident monthly comedy club. This month's acts are Tony Law and Naomi Cooper, with compere Ross Smith. Contact details, othadmin@decorum.gov.uk, phone 228091, or for the website, oldtownhall.co.uk/events/screaming-blue-murder-sep-2025.
Thursday the 25th of September to Sunday the 28th of September, the Graham Greene International Festival returns, celebrating the life and writing of the Berkhamsted-born novelist. This year's special guest is the Scottish satirist, writer and broadcaster Armando Iannucci. The programme will include presentations and discussions about the third man and the Mexican background to the power and the glory, a tour of the World War I trenches and screenings of two films based on Greene's novels, Ministry of Fear and Brighton Rock. Events will take place at the Civic Centre, the Town Hall and Berkhamsted School. For further information, Graham Greene, bt.org/events.
The Hospice of St Francis's filthiest fundraiser of the year, the Mud Pack Challenge, is celebrating its 10th year in October. The 7-kilometre or 14-kilometre obstacle course through the beautiful but very muddy grounds of Ashridge House takes place on Sunday the 12th of October and is open to anyone who wants to step out of their comfort zone and challenge themselves for charity. Promising lots of muddy fun, mud packers will slip, slide, jump and wade their way through the 190-acre grounds and woodland of the historic country estate, negotiating over 30 wet and muddy obstacles along the way. Shannon Avis, events manager at the hospice in Berkhamsted, said, "If you've never done mud pack before, this is an amazing moment to join in the muddy mayhem. This year we're celebrating 10 years of mud pack fun and hope to hit the incredible milestone of raising £1 million through mud pack over the years. For those who've got muddy for us before, we'd love to welcome you back," Shannon said. "You can do it by yourself or as part of a team, but make your miles count by raising as much money as you can to help us continue to provide care and support to patients and their families across Hearts and Bucks. The event is open to anyone with a basic level of fitness, so it's perfect for individuals aged 15 and over. It's also fantastic fun for families, friends, teams, and work colleagues. All that's needed is a sense of adventure and a willingness to get muddy. Places are limited and entries are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis, so don't delay. Secure your place on the muddiest challenge for miles around at www.stfrancis.org.uk/mudpack. Entry is £35 and participants are asked to raise a minimum sponsorship of £50 to help the hospice raise the over £6 million it needs every year to fund its free care for people living with life-limiting illnesses. Just remember, mud washes off, but memories last a lifetime.
Hemel Hempstead Theatre Company is proud to announce its centenary production, a dazzling celebration of a century of community theatre. This landmark show will bring together the very best moments from the company's rich history, featuring scenes and songs from beloved productions staged over the last 100 years. Audiences can look forward to a vibrant and varied evening of theatre as the company revisits favourites such as Sister Act, Pride and Prejudice, Blithe Spirit, Avenue Q, Cabaret and Chicago, and a touch of early festive fun with an excerpt from a pantomime. With something for everyone, from show-stopping musical numbers to witty drama and heartwarming comedy, this centenary celebration promises to be a fitting tribute to a company that has entertained Hemel Hempstead for generations. Director Kieran Connors said, "This production is not only a celebration of our past, but also a showcase of the incredible talent and passion that continues to drive Hemel Hempstead Theatre Company today. We're thrilled to revisit some of our most memorable shows and share them with audiences old and new." Founded in 1925, Hemel Hempstead Theatre Company has been a cornerstone of the local arts scene, delighting audiences with everything from classic drama to contemporary musicals. This special centenary event marks a proud milestone in the company's history, celebrating both its legacy and its future. Hemel Hempstead Theatre Company's centenary celebration is at the Boxmoor Playhouse on October 10th and October 11th. For tickets, see https://shorturl.at/smallt. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime theatrical event, a joyful celebration of 100 years of stories, songs and unforgettable performances with Hemel Hempstead Theatre Company.
And now parish news from St Peter's, Berkhamsted. Jim Moyer is pictured holding Bird Colour Wheel, a limited edition digital giclée print on museum-grade Hannah Muller fine art paper. Vic Reeves of the TV comedy duo Vic and Bob is a familiar face, but did you know that he is also a celebrated artist, working under his real name, Jim Moyer? Jim has produced this spectacular reimagining of the colour wheel through 140 beautifully hand-painted watercolour birds. The original work recently featured in the Royal Academy Summer Exhibition. We are grateful to Jim for donating this signed limited edition print, one of 250, for the prize in our 2025 raffle, with all proceeds going to the St Peter's renovation appeal, saving our historic building. This autumn, we will be selling raffle tickets, your chance to win a vibrant work of celebrity art. Contact Carolyn on 07503 156 751.
We are coming to the end of this week's news. Sunrise and sunset times for this weekend are 6:34 a.m. and 7:21 p.m. For those with access to the internet, our news is uploaded to our website soon after the recording each week on Thursday evening. This can be found by visiting dtnhemel.org.uk. If you wish to listen on Alexa, say, "Alexa, open the Talking Newspaper skill." Alexa will ask you which broadcast you want to listen to, and when prompted, reply, "Play the Decorum Talking Newspaper." This part can be tricky. If Alexa offers the wrong station, just say no and then try again. For those who are listening to this week's news via a memory stick, after the music, there is the amenity section that gives details of various groups and the contact details of organisations. Please remove your memory stick carefully from the player and return it to us in the pouch provided. Seal it up firmly, turn the label over and post it back to us using any Royal Mail postbox. No stamp is required. Thank you for listening. Until next time, it's goodbye from all your readers, the editor and Gary, your technician for this week. Goodbye.